Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Monday, December the 11th, 2023, the second week of Advent. So the Monday of, or day two of the second week of Advent. And we're continuing on with our Advent readings, one from the Old Testament, a reading from the Epistles, and one from the Gospels. So that'll be kind of our layout for the next, continuing on for the next few weeks as we move towards closer and closer to Christmas. Hope you guys are having a good Advent so far. You were at church yesterday. It was the second Sunday of Advent, so we do the Advent candles. There were probably a couple of candles lit yesterday. Hope and peace. Yeah. So, yeah, we did. We had the kids in worship yesterday at Bayside. So they led us in a three worship songs. That was very cute. Always fun. And, that was a good time. Talked about the shepherds and capturing wonder and experiencing wonder this season. And hopefully through our times in reading and just hearing from God's word, this may be one of those moments throughout these next few weeks. One of these mornings might be one of those wonderful moments. You never know. Well, welcome, everybody. So glad you guys are on. Hope things are going great for you. Hope you're staying grounded and centered and at peace with Christ and throughout this, what can be sometimes a hectic time of year. So, well, all right, we're going to begin over in Isaiah chapter 5 with our readings, Isaiah 5 verses 8 through 17. Then we'll jump over to 1 Thessalonians. Let's do it, y'all. Let's jump in. You know what we do? We read, we pray, we change the world. Let's go. All right, Isaiah chapter 5, beginning at verse 8. And so basically the context here, because the first reading was yesterday, and it was verses 1 through 7 of chapter 5. So the context is that Israel, the ancient prophet, is likening Israel to a vineyard. And, you know, he loves Israel. He plants a vineyard. And does everything he can to see this vineyard produce fruit, to be fruitful, to be a light on a hill, as it were, to be an example of fruitfulness and righteousness, and it has only yielded bad fruit. And so Isaiah, speaking on behalf of God now, is speaking judgment over Israel for her lack of faithfulness. Verse 8, woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left and you live alone in the land. So they basically have built over the vineyard, right? The Lord Almighty has declared in my hearing, surely the great houses will become desolate, the fine mansions left without occupants, a 10-acre vineyard will produce only a bath of wine. A homer of seed will yield only an ephah of grain. I don't know exactly what those quantities mean, other than it's obvious from the context. It's a fraction of what it should actually produce, right? It's times will be hard, in other words. Judgment is coming, and so The lavish lifestyle you have grown accustomed to will soon flee away. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. So drunkards, right? People who are consumed with drink. They have harps and lyres at their banquets, pipes and timbrels and wine, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands. Whew. So they're eating and drinking and being merry, but they have no regard for the Lord. Therefore, my people will go into exile for lack of understanding. Those of high rank will die of hunger, and the common people will be parched with thirst. So Isaiah is prophesying the exile, which would happen. Israel would eventually go into exile. And the prophet is saying it's due in large part for a lack of godliness. A lack of regard for the Lord. And I don't know, if you look at your life, you've seen your life go into a season of exile. And you can almost always track it back to a spiritual problem. You know, or maybe people you know, you look at their lives and you think, man, there's such an exile. You know, so many bad things happen to them. This and sometimes it's just just a series of unfortunate things that happen, or you know, they're just some negative impacts in their lives. But often we create our own messes, don't we? And often those messes are directly related to some kind of spiritual deficiency. Disobedience, sin, apathy, lack of spiritual discipline. Almost always when we find ourselves or others in a season of exile, it's because of a spiritual deficit. It could either be our own sin or the result of someone else's sin. That sends us into an exile. But a lot of times it's our own. And so here, Isaiah is saying, therefore my people will go into exile for lack of understanding. Those of high rank will die of hunger. The common people will be parched with thirst. Therefore death expands its jaws, opening wide its mouth. Into it will descend their nobles and masses with all their brawlers and revelers. So people will be brought low, and everyone humbled, and the eyes of the arrogant humbled. But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will be proved holy by his righteous acts. You know, it's that idea that, you know, everyone likes to talk about a God of just love and kindness, but God is also a God of justice. And the truth is, we want a, you know, not that God is necessarily determined by what we want, but we're created in his image, and there's something in us that we want justice, right? When someone's mistreated, when we are mistreated, when we see inequities, what do we want? We want fairness. We want a God, we want justice to be brought. Could you imagine a world or a scenario where things are never made right? Wow, what a horrible existence. What a horrible existence. Where cruelty and cruel people and cheaters and abusers and thieves and murderers are never brought to justice, are never held accountable. Could you imagine a world like that? Could you imagine serving a God who had no concern for justice? And again, not that God is created in the image of what we want. I mean, a lot of people try to do that. I want to create a God in the image of what I want. No, the Word of God reveals to us that our God, not just our God, God of the universe, is a God of justice. That things will be made right. And the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice. And the Holy One will be proved holy by his righteous acts. Then sheep will graze as in their own pasture. Lambs will feed among the ruins of the rich. Wow. Lambs will graze among the ruins of the rich. Incredible. I praise God that God is a God of justice. I'm thankful that he's a God of mercy, too. Right, that you can have forgiveness and second chances. But for people who are unrepentant, I'm thankful that we serve a God of justice that cares about making things right and that will. And Christmas, Advent, is God making good on a promise to make things right. More of that right now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses, where are we at? 1 through 11. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write you. So when is God going to make it right? Like, some of us are like, yeah, that sounds great, God. Come and make it right. Like now. Because remember, Advent, as those of us believers living in this era between Jesus' first coming and his second, he's already come once. The first Advent has already come, but there will be another coming, and we're in this period of waiting for his second coming. And so naturally for believers, Advent is not only a going back and thinking about what it was like before the birth of Jesus, it's also living present and grounded right now, thinking about what it's going to be like when he returns a second time. And just as surely as he came the first time, come on, just as surely as he came the first time, though long awaited, though after many warnings and predictions, but just like he came the first time, he will as surely come a second time, the day of the Lord, and he will make all things right. Now, brothers and sisters, about dates and times, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Just like a woman who goes into labor, how it comes unexpectedly. Is today the day? Is it going to be tomorrow? It could be today. Comes when it comes, right? them little babies come when they come. Yeah. And just as surely, I mean, you go back to the birth story of Jesus, like Mary and Joseph. I mean, it wouldn't be their preference that she would go into labor while they're traveling. While they're going to Bethlehem for this census. It wasn't their preferred, but just like Jesus, just like, look out, here it comes, y'all. Just like Jesus's birth came unexpected, look out, he will come again unexpectedly. Wow. I've never thought of that before. I've never seen that before. That just as Jesus' first coming, his birth, obviously the accommodations weren't there. There was no room in the inn. He had to be buried, laid in a feeding trough. No one was expecting him. And just like that, he will come a second time and no one will expect it. But unlike the first time, when no one even knew about it, everyone will know about the second time. Every eye will see. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of light and children of the day, so we're not going to be surprised. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we, being in the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and hope of salvation as a helmet. Let's be ready for his coming. Let's be ready for his return. Let's not be those who are asleep, those who are consumed with the affairs and the cares, so consumed with the cares and affairs of the world that they ignore that Jesus will come and that he could come right now. That all of creation is groaning as in birth pains up to this moment, just waiting for the Son of God to appear. It was just like that before he came the first time, and it's just like that right now. For God did not appoint to us to, there's good news, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that's worth underlining right there. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Man, let's build each other up. Let's keep encouraging each other to look forward to the day when Jesus returns, to keep pressing on, to keep trusting, to live faithfully, to live awake, to live sober-minded, to be alert, to have confidence that our God, the God of justice, will come and be glorified by his justice. All right, let's jump over to the Gospels. Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 through 28. When you see Jerusalem, again, this is kind of the day of the Lord, same theme. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that it is that its desolation is near. It's kind of ominous right now when you think about all the craziness going on in Israel. I'm not saying that's what's happening there is a fulfillment of what's saying here, but it is sort of an ominous time to hear that. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its destruction is desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city cry out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall. This is a fulfillment of what Isaiah was talking about, right? The same thing. Jesus is now speaking and talking about the same kind of things Isaiah was saying about prior to the exile, that just as the exile was punishment for disobedience and apathy and ungodliness, that Jerusalem will be judged. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The time of the Gentiles. What does that mean? The time of Gentiles coming into the kingdom. Salvation. Until the time, right now, like the gospel is went first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. Right now is a time where the gospel is spreading throughout the world to Gentiles. That is, when is the end going to come? Whenever God says it is. But whenever this time of the Gentiles, whenever this time of the ingrafting of the Gentiles into the family of God, when that is complete, And when is it complete? Only God knows when it's complete. But when it's complete, the end will come. And there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehension of what is coming on the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Wow. So it's going to be like total, like everything is going to be in chaos, right? Like here in earth and in the heavens, nation against nation, people against people. Verse 27, here's the day we wait for, man. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power, come on, and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Man. What a great reminder. Just as Mary and Joseph waited eagerly for the birth of the Christ child, knowing that the day was imminent, so we stand waiting for what? For the time when the Son of Man comes in a cloud with power and great glory. Wow. He's coming back, y'all. He came once. He's going to come again. And so what's the response to that? To be awake, to be alert, to be faithful, to be ready. And to get as many people as you can ready as well, because we never know. Just like you never know the exact moment when a pregnant mother is going to go into labor. And so we don't know the exact moment that the Son of God will come. But when it's complete, when the time of the Gentiles is complete, which only the Father knows, he'll come in clouds of glory. Oh, what a day. Let's pray, y'all. Lord, thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for your faithfulness and goodness. Thank you for the reminder to live with our eye to the sky, aware that you could come back at any time. So, Lord, help us to be faithful laborers, those who work this vineyard faithfully, that we share the gospel, that we live our lives devoted to you, that we live awake and soberly and alert. Lord, help us to be ready when you come. God, I pray for my friends today. May you bless them and encourage them and strengthen them. May your grace just abound in their lives. We give you thanks for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thank you for being on this Monday edition of the podcast. Thank you for spending time. If you're out walking or jogging, Bill, I know you're out there sweating it up, man. So you're probably towards the end of your workout now. So those of you guys online, thanks for being a part of this. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing, all those things on. You know how to do it. You know, like, thumbs up, comment, share, all that stuff. I really appreciate that. You guys have a great Monday. We'll be back at it tomorrow as we continue on with our Advent readings. You guys are the best. Love you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.